let's look at another example of strings. This time, we have a company that sells wholesale and retail. And during the day, they accumulate data of the form wholesale $100 from the cash register, retail $75, another retail $200, another retail $25, another wholesale $100, and so on and so forth. Notice they're pretty sloppy because the cash register person isn't computer literate, and so sometimes he or she writes the word wholesale, lowercase, sometimes uppercase, sometimes mixed case. So we want our program to take care of it. And what the company wants to do with their data at the end of the day is to simply know what percent of the sales are wholesale and what percent of the sales are retail. That's what we want to write a program to do. So write a program that reads this information in and determines whether it's wholesale or retail. Okay, question. If you were a human being, how would you do it? How would you calculate wholesale percent and retail percent? Remember our Martian? Okay, he's going to land again. Hey, you all go shopping. Come on, how do you do this? How do you calculate percent? Come on, you're science guys. Divide what? No, I'm going to calculate. I gave you a calculator. How would you do it? Forget computers now, which isn't too hard for many of you. I'll give you a calculator. How do you do this? Come on, it's embarrassing. Divide what by 100? And why 100? You would add what? Huh? I can't hear you. You'd add all the whole... You're saying to me, add the wholesale sales. Go ahead. So you got 200. By, you divide it by 2. That would give you the percent. That would give you the average. I didn't ask for the average. You guys taking pre-calc, calculus, high school algebra, elementary school algebra? Well, if you were a storekeeper and I asked you what percent of the sales today was wholesale, what would you answer me? Start again? By 100? So you would add up the wholesale sales, which is 200 total, and you would divide it by the total number of sales of the day, which is 100 plus 75 plus 200 plus 25 plus 100. And you multiply that by 100. Is this really so difficult? Okay, so now that we figured this all out, okay, now tell me how to do it step by step. I'm the Martian now. What do I need to do? I can't just go and say, add up all the wholesales. That's a little too vague. Remember the Martian. Tell me to do something. What? Okay, let's forget about creating variables right now. We'll do that soon. Tell me what to do with those numbers. Or those words. Or those what? Add all the numbers up. But I can't do that all because I only have one right now. I don't even have one yet. So first tell me to get a number. But the first thing is not a number. The first thing is a word. So how about telling me first to get a word? Make the box. Okay, you want me to make a box. What am I going to put in that box? The word wholesale. Okay. So I'm going to get a box and put in the word wholesale. And what should I do with it then? And then what should I do? There's only one number with the wholesale because I only have the first number. So read the first number. Okay, good. So I got the word and I got the number 100. Now I can say if it's wholesale, add it into a wholesale subtotal. And in any event, add it into a total subtotal. I need to have them both. Then you'll tell me pick up the next word, which is retail. And pick up the next number, which is 75. And you'll say, if it's wholesale, it's not. So I won't add it into the wholesale subtotal. I'll just add it into the total. And then I'll pick up the next word. And I'll put it into that box that you made. And I'll say, is that wholesale? No. So we pick up the 200 and add it just into the total. And pick up the next word, which is retail. And then say, is that wholesale? No. So pick up the number and put it into the total. Then pick up the next word, which is wholesale. Pick up the 100. Is that wholesale? Yes. So add it into the wholesale subtotal. as well as add it into the total. Pick up the next word. There is no next word. So I will divide the wholesale subtotal by the total subtotal, multiply by 100, and that's the percent of what? Wholesale. Very good. Now how about the percent of the retail? How would I get that? But I didn't do that. I didn't add the retails up. I only added up the wholesales up. All right, all I do is subtract it from 100, and I'll get the answer. Okay? So far, so good? Now, what was my decision? If the word was wholesale. So I'm going to say if the word equals wholesale. But notice that sometimes people put it lowercase, sometimes people put it uppercase. And lowercase wholesale is not the same as uppercase wholesale. So I have a little bit of trouble doing the comparison. So what I'll do is I'll pick up a word, turn it into uppercase, no matter what, then compare it to the word wholesale, uppercase. And say, then it'll be the true or false. Does everyone see the strategy there? So let's look at the program. You have it in your sheets. So I create myself this little data file that contains what the cash register had at the end of the day. And the program. I will include the string library because I'm going to be processing strings. And I'm going to include the CC type library because as part of converting from lowercase to uppercase, I'm going to want to take advantage of the to upper function in the CC type library. I create variables, boxes, sale, wholesale equals zero, that's my counter. Total equals zero, that's my counter. Not my counter, my subtotals. And percent. I will also create type, which is a string. And I'm going to have to write my own string upper function. Remember, there is no string upper function. There's a to upper character at a time, but there is no string upper. There's no function or method to convert a lowercase string to an uppercase string. So I have to write my own. In this case, when I write it, string upper will be given a string, and it will give me back the uppercase version of that string. We'll write that function later. Meanwhile, if stream infile.open sales.txt, check to make sure that we were able to open the function, here's where we start. Okay, there's the loop. We're going to read in until there's nothing left to read in. While not infile.eof and infile into type and sale. So we pick up the word wholesale and we pick up the word 100. And then we say, if string upper of type, if taking the word wholesale, the type, which is the wholesale, turning it into uppercase, if it's the same as the word wholesale in uppercase, then I will wholesale plus equals sale. Add it into the wholesale sales. In any event, whether it's true or not, I'll add it into the total. Do it for the next line. Come around again. Take the word, the type now is retail. Convert it into an uppercase. Compare it against the word wholesale in uppercase. That's not true. They're not the same. So I will now add it into the wholesale. I'm sorry, add it only into the total, not into the wholesale. Thank you. Correct. Do this over and over again until there's nothing left. In which case, I can calculate percent equals wholesale divided by total times 100, and then print out the percent of wholesale sales was whatever percent it was, and the percent of retail sales was 100 minus percent. And so, when I run this, it says the percent of wholesale sales was 40%, the percent of retail sales was 60%. Are there any questions about that program? These are the type of programs you certainly are going to see on a final exam. You should be able to write these. These are small enough and simple enough so that you can write them on your own. Now, the only problem is that we made use of a function called string upper, which doesn't exist. So let's write it. There's nothing mysterious about it. Here it is. String upper was given a string, a parameter, S, and it's going to return a string. So it's string, string upper, string S. String uppercase equals S. Assign S, the lowercase string, to our new variable called uppercase. For I equals 0, I less than uppercase dot length, I plus plus. Uppercase I equals 2 upper S sub I. So we go through it a character at a time, from the 0th position until less than the length of the string. So if it's 20 characters, we want to go from 0 through 19. Look at each character and turn it into an uppercase character. And then return that variable uppercase. Will we have changed the original string in this program? Are we changing S? No. We leave the original string alone, but we're returning an uppercase version of that string. Study that. I'm sure there's going to be questions on the exam that ask you to write functions that, given a string, does something to them. Maybe count how many letters there are in the string, or how many letter E's there are in the string, or something like that. You should better write that on your own. Yes? Because in ordinary arithmetic, if there are two things, and one of the things was 60%, the other thing is 40%. Right? Now, everything would be 100%. Let's look at another example. Remember the bubble sort? That lets us sort an array of numbers. Let's say we want to sort an array of strings. Let's say I give you a list of names, and I want you to alphabetize them. That might be even a useful thing to have. Okay? If you have thousands of names written in a file, and you just simply want to read them in and alphabetize them. So let's write a program called Sorting Strings that reads in strings. We don't know how many we have. It's a list of names, let's say. We don't know how many we have. And then it will sort them, and then it'll print them. So there are three parts to this program. First, we want to read in the strings and count them as we go along. So we'll write a function to do that. Then we'll want to sort them. So we'll write the function to do that. And then finally, we'll want to print them. So we'll write a function to do that. So if you open up the function called sorting strings, so let's look at this. We'll number sign include string, because we're going to be using strings. We'll say const int max strings equals 100. I'm assuming that for this point that we have no more than 100 strings that we want to sort. In the main, we will create an array. We all know how to do that, I hope. Done this many times. Instead of being an array of integers, it's an array of strings. String, line, max strings. So we have an array here that has 100 slots, numbered 0 through 99. Nothing in them yet. We'll have three functions. A function called readInStrings that will fill up the array. Notice that the last parameter, n, is a call by reference, because we plan on having the function count the strings and then tell us back what it is. Then we have bubble sort, which gets the array and a number, which is not a reference, because it's not going to change the number of items in there. And then we have a function called printStrings, which again gets the array and gets the number of items in the array and prints them. So we're going to give instructions. Enter the strings you wish to sort. Enter a control Z when you are finished. Read in strings, line, comma, n, bubble sort, line, comma, n, print line, comma, n. Can't be easier than that, the main. Okay? So let's look at, well, maybe we don't run it first, just to show you what it does. So it says, enter the strings that you wish to sort, enter a control Z when you are finished. So I'll type a bunch of strings in. The cat in the hat, Horton hears a who. How are you today. My name is... I think that's enough strings to put in. Control Z. And... yeah, because it did work because it's sorting it line by line instead of sorting it word by word. Why did it do that? And you told me the answer a minute ago. Because instead of reading in each word individually, it used get line. So it read each line at a time, and therefore it is sorting lines as opposed to sorting words. If that's what we intended on doing, it worked. If we intended on sorting words at a time, then what do we need to change? Why don't you look at that program and tell me what I need to change in order to, instead of saying, while not get line C in, comma line N dot EOF, let me change that, comment that out, and instead put in while open parentheses, okay, not, can't type, so be with me, not C in, why is everything capitals here? There we go, C in dot EOF. And C in to line N. See the difference between those two statements? Now it's going to read in, no matter what I type, a word at a time instead of the whole line. Okay? So if I run it now, let me recompile it, and put in, how are you today? John Smith, Mary Jane, and now Control Z, and as you can see, it has alphabetized them word at a time. Has it worked completely? Would you be happy with this if this is the way you sorted things? What's the problem with this? No, that depends what you want to do. If I want that, then I would go back to use the other method. But what's odd about the sorting method? Here's how Jane, John, Langsam, Mary, Professor Smith, who, Horton. Is that all alphabetized? That's alphabetized. H, E comes before H, O, J, J, A before J, O, L before M, M before P, P before S, W, H, O before W, H, O, R, T, O, N. But then A, R, today, U. Why are those there at the end? Why aren't they alphabetized? Because lowercase letters are considered to be higher, uppercase, higher than uppercase letters. So if we want it to sort the way human beings sort, rather than the way computers, we would have to convert them all into uppercase, and then make the comparison. Okay, but as far as what we've asked the computer to do, this is fine. So let me go back to this. And let me get rid of this line for now. Oops, I didn't want to do that. What just happened? Let's get rid of this line. No, let's get rid of this line. And let's go back to turning this into a real statement. And get rid of this blank line. Let's run it again. I'm going to compile it again, and now it'll work. So let's look at the code now. We've looked at the read-in strings. Everyone now understands how this works, because we've just changed it. And we know how this works. So we've read the strings in. We're back to here. Now we know how many items there are. Now let's go to the bubble sort. The bubble sort was something you've seen before. Same exact thing, except string line instead of int x, n. All this you've seen compared to before. Hold is going to be a string now, because when we want to interchange them, we have to interchange strings rather than interchanging numbers. Other than that, it's exactly the same as the bubble sort you've had before. And here is this line here is the reason why it's sorted funny. Because we're comparing line sub j with line sub j plus 1, and the computer is using its method of lowercase letters being higher than uppercase letters. If we write a string upper function, like we did in the last example, and then say string upper line sub j is greater than string upper line sub j plus 1, then it will sort the way human beings like to sort. According to the dictionary, which is a fancy word for saying according to the dictionary, is lexicographically. That means according to the dictionary. Lexicographically. Computer is sorting using the ASCII codes, which puts the lowercase letters, A being 97, higher than the uppercase letters, where A is 65. Are there any questions? Between now and the next time I see you, please go and do those exercises on strings, and make sure you feel comfortable using strings.